A very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, the Fish continued their 3-series, 9-game homestand with their first of three this weekend against the Atlanta Braves. It was a matchup between Jose Ureña and Mike Foltynewicz. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, another night of disappointment, another night of frustration. They lose their fourth in a row tonight. Their 16th in the last 22 ball games. The Braves, who had lost six straight themselves coming in, leave tonight with a one-game winning streak. They win the ballgame 8-4 to take the opening game of this three-game series. Jose Ureña and Mike Foltynewicz were the starting pitchers in this ballgame. Ureña coming off the terrific start at Citi Field on Sunday. His first start of the year, six innings of one-hit shutout ball. He set down the side 1-2-3 in the first inning tonight. But in the second, he allowed a leadoff single to Matt Kemp. Kemp went to second on a Nick Markakis single. Adonis Garcia bounced into a 5-4-3 double play. That got Kemp to third base, but there were two outs in the inning, and Ureña had a chance to escape if he could get Tyler Flowers.
And here's Urania's pitch. And Flowers stings the ball. A drive into the gap in left center, and it is going to be out of here. Cleared just to the left of the lower flag out there. And a two-run home run for Tyler Flowers, just when you thought Ureña might get out of the inning. First ball hitting, Flowers powers one out to left center. 2-0 Braves.
It would stay a 2-0 ball game. The Marlins had two on, nobody out in the second, couldn't score. They had first and second with one out in the third, couldn't score. Ozuna and Stanton striking out against Foltynewicz to end that threat. But in the fourth, trailing 2-0, they finally broke through, compliments of Justin Bour. 2-1 to Bour is hammered a long way, deep to right field. A towering drive. Markakis back at the wall. Goodbye! Up onto the home run porch for Justin Bour, number 6 on the season. The Marlins are on the board. It's 2-1. And it would stay a 2-1 ball game through six innings tonight. Both starting pitchers working six. Ureña giving up six hits, two runs, both earned. He walked three, struck out four. Allowed the home run to Flowers, 101 pitches, 57 strikes. Meanwhile, Foltynewicz, six innings, six hits as well. He allowed just the one run on the Bour home run. No walks, four Ks, 97 pitches, 65 strikes for Foltynewicz, who came in tonight 0-4. This one went to the bullpens, a 2-1. The Marlins hoping that Brad Ziegler could keep the game right there in inning number 7. Unfortunately for the right-hander, his recent woes continue, a fourth consecutive very rough outing. It began in the 7th with him hitting Tyler Flowers with a pitch. Dansby Swanson then followed with a single, putting men at 1st and 2nd. A sacrifice bunt by pinch hitter Emilio Bonifacio got runners to 2nd and 3rd with one out in that 7th inning. They opted to intentionally walk Ender Inciarte. So the Marlins set up a possible double play. The bases full of Braves, one out in the 7th and 2-1 game when Ziegler went after Brandon Phillips. The 1-0 to Phillips. Shot up the middle. That's going to get through. Base hit center field. Flowers scores. Swanson's on his heels. Throws into third base. Not in time. And Ciarte slides in safely. For Brandon Phillips, a big two-run single. And for the Braves, a 4-1 advantage in the 7th. Some breathing room for Atlanta. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. That would be it for Brad Ziegler. That would not be it for the Braves. Kyle Bearclaw came out of the bullpen with men at first and third, one out. He walked the first man, Freddie Freeman. That loaded the bases. He came back, though, after falling behind Matt Kemp 3-0 to strike Kemp out. Then with the bases loaded and two outs, up stepped Nick Markakis. Now a balk has been called. A balk called on Bearclaw. Again, Riddle ducking in behind the runner at second. And Bearclaw called for a balk by second base umpire Marvin Hudson. The run scores. It's 5-1 Braves. And it went on and on and on. Markakis worked a walk. So the bases were again loaded with two outs for Donis Garcia. 1-2 to Garcia is pulled on the ground to third. Backhanded, juggled and kicked now by Dietrich. Throw to first base, not in time. Everybody's safe. Add an error to the walks and hit batsman in the box. And it's now 6-1 Braves. That would be it for Bearclaw. Next into the ballgame, Brian Ellington to pitch to Tyler Flowers. The 3-2 two-out pitch, runners goal line, drive right field, another hit. That'll score Freeman. Markakis coming home. He's going to score on a two-run single by Tyler Flowers. He's knocked in four in the ballgame, and now it's 8-1 Braves. for the Braves. 11 men to the plate in the seventh inning against Ziegler, Bearclaw, and Ellington. They scored 6 runs, 3 earned, 3 unearned on 3 hits. There was an error. There was a balk. There were 3 walks. There was a hit batsman. Braves reached every which way imaginable, and they had busted this one open. They led 8-1 into the bottom of the seventh inning. With 2 outs, nobody on against Ian Kroll, Derek Dietrich singled. Marlins had a man on for JT Realmuto.
Here's a ball ripped to left off Realmuto's bat. Way back it goes into the bullpen. A 2-run home run for JT. For the Marlins, their second long ball in the game, and it's 8-3 now in the seventh.
It would stay 8-3 as Ellington struck out 3 in a scoreless eighth inning. Marlins had a couple of hits but couldn't score against Jose Ramirez in the bottom of the eighth. Nick Whitgren struck out a pair in a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Marlins down to their last 3 outs, trailing 8-3. Jim Johnson, Braves closer, came on even though it wasn't a save situation. He was able to strike out D. Gordon leading off the ninth. Then he went up against Derek Dietrich.
And here's a ball powered toward the gap in right center. And going back there and looking up, it is up, up and away. And a home run for Derek Dietrich. Now the Marlins have scored 4 runs on home runs.
A 3-homer night for the Marlins. 6th time this year they've hit at least 3 home runs in the game. They did that 3 times all season in 2016. But after the Dietrich homer, Realmuto grounded to short. Christian Yelich hit a fly ball to left. And this one belongs to the Braves. Our final tonight, Atlanta 8 and Miami 4. For the Braves, 8 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 8 men left. For the Marlins, 4 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They also strand 8. Mike Foltynewicz, the winner for the first time this year. He's 1-4. Jose Urania, the loser for the first time this year. He's 1-1. Time of the game was 3 hours, 11 minutes, and a crowd of 20,052 was here to see it. For the Braves, the end of a 6-game losing streak. They improved to 12-20 in the season, now 7-12 on the road. For the Marlins, well, they've lost 4 straight, matching their season high for the second time. They've dropped 13 of 16. They've lost 16 of their last 22. They fall to 13-21 overall. They're now 5-10 here at Marlins Park. Our Aquafina stat of the game, Jose Urania, a second consecutive strong outing since joining the Marlins rotation in 2 starts. Now Urania, 12 innings. He's given up 7 hits and only 2 runs, 4 walks, 6 Ks. He was a tough luck loser here tonight. Left the 2-1 ball game. Braves go on to win it 8-4. But Urania, 2 strong starts back-to-back. Our Aquafina stat of the game, Aquafina for happy bodies. 8-4 Braves, your final in Miami tonight. Game 1 of this 3-game series in the books.
8-4 the final at Marlins Park last night. And the Marlins now fall to 13-21 this season. The Atlanta Braves improved to 12-20. Tonight at 7:10, Edinson Volquez returns to the mound for the Marlins after overcoming that blister. He's 0-4 with a 4.71 ERA this season, looking for his first victory in a Marlins uniform. He'll be opposed by right-hander Julio Teheran, the ace of the Braves staff. Teheran 2-3 with a 4.69 earned run average here in 2017. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on deck, and we hope you join us on the Marlins Radio Network.